So I've been reading this book lately, and the author's name is Greg Kot. And Greg Kot is a music critic for the Chicago Tribune. The name of the book is Ripped: How the Wireless Generation Revolutionized the Music Industry. I think I have that subtitle right, but that's from the top of my head. About two-thirds true, and it's very, very good. It's not a history lesson on the music industry for the past 20 years, but it's a kind of a critical look at some key turning points in the last 20 years within the music industry. And each of these key turning points talks about how if the guardians of the industry had their friggin' wits about them, they would have seen opportunity rather than try to put up brick walls where they felt threatened. Their old antiquated business models, they felt threatened, and they saw decreasing profits rather than a lot of, you know, wide open spaces for which they could have created the next generation of the music industry. And, you know, in one interview I read with Greg, he said the real crux, the real story in the book is how artists and fans are starting to collaborate more now than they ever have, where, you know, we fans are becoming, you know, part of the process for the artist. Not so much in making the actual music, we're not in the studio, but influencing decisions and influencing how music distributed, how their music is connected with people, where they tour, how they tour, what they sell, what they don't sell, what they say, what they don't say. Really cool. And so like I said, two-thirds of the way through it, and it's very good. I recommend it. And it's funny because this, reading this book, and a couple other things I'm doing right now are really kind of just having me take a look at my approach to music as a music fan. And that's something that's really important to me. One of the things is that recently, about 6 months ago, I jumped into a new job. And this job, working for a pseudo-independent record label that is turning itself into more of a music entertainment company. And what that really is TBD. I don't want to let the cats out of the bags. But it's really interesting because I'm working with some artists right now. And working on the inside rather than the outside as just listening as a fan. And it's quite an experience. It's quite an experience to firsthand see the process that goes through making the music, conceptualizing the communication of the music, and how people want to connect actually with their fans, and how they actually want more, and what they're really thinking, and what matters to them. Because, you know, musicians are music fans too, and they get it as well. They're just an evolution of us music fans that don't play music. You know, they're fans and they play music. They're one and the same. And it's been a really eye-opening experience to be a part of that. And the other thing is, just with a lot of the studies I'm doing around the music industry, I've just been absorbing as much as possible to learn about the business and the issues and whatnot, and the core root of them. And then through that, you know, looking for the patterns to find opportunities in the market, right? So between, you know, reading books like Greg Kot's, between really taking a critical look at the industry and understanding what the opportunities and, you know, all the fucking holes are and all the problems, and then working closely with the artists, take all those three things. As a music fan, it's changing the way I approach listening to music and absorbing it and reading it and being a part of it. Meaning, you know, how do I contribute, whether it's on this blog or when I go to concerts, and what concerts I go to, and what merchandise am I buying, and what newsletters am I signing up for? It's a really good study, and it's good to do, I think. I think it's quite healthy for me. So anyway, so the other thing is, all of this is having an effect on how I'm consuming music, right? So I'm an avid music listener. I buy a lot of music. I've never been a P2P guy. I remember Kazaa, LimeWire, all of that. I went out there, I took stuff, but I didn't do it a lot, because I realized early on, A, I was stealing from the artist, and I didn't like that. And B, I was just getting so much fucking music, I just wasn't listening to it all. It was just like piling up in the corner. So I couldn't do it anymore. Plus, I was just getting bootleg stuff. I really liked a lot of, you know, stuff you couldn't get, really live focused. So anyway, my music tastes are changing now too, and it's nuts. Not my taste, but like I said, how I'm consuming. I'm still buying a lot, but I'm not buying CDs. I'm only downloading. I'm buying more and more vinyl every day, old and new, which I love, which is great. I've fallen back in love with it. But I'm using the streaming services a lot, and I'm using them really as my filter. I'm clicking on and syncing up some music that I otherwise wouldn't buy. And it's true. The more access you have to trial, then the more apt you are to buy. At least that's in my case. Now, I'm not the average Joe. I spend a lot of time. But really, it's changing. Streaming's changing the way. Streaming is my new filter to find stuff I want to buy. It's a good thing for the industry.